All right, how was your breakfast, Lloyd?
Oh, my goodness. The breakfast of champions. Are you kidding me? On a Monday?
I mean, Wagyu and Wagyu pastrami and Wagyu meatballs
Wagyu
and steak
meatballs and
pasta.
Pasta. Oh, my God. And the pasta had a little fire on it.
Yeah,
little kick on it.
Man. you can find all of these and a heck of a lot more at Sexy Steak. And they're actually partnering with the Legal Aid and Defender Association. There's going to be a fundraiser there coming up in just a week or so. And to talk about it, Alicano is the operating partner at Sexy Steak and the general manager. It's good to see you this morning. Thanks for popping in.
Thank you, Chris and Lee. Thanks for having us.
And Michelle Johnson, the CEO and attorney at Legal Aid and Defender Association. Lana, thank you. It's good to
thank
see you,
good
too.
Morning.
Good
Thanks
morning to
us.
You. First of all, let's talk about the restaurant. Let's talk about the food. You brought in quite a spread this morning. Tell us about Sexy Steak.
Sure. So Sexy Steak, we are a fine dining Italian steakhouse, a little bit of twists here and there. So you got a very modern, intricate atmosphere while the service and food is very traditional, very by the book, very old school. We got a great chef. We got a great team and we take pride in, you know, certain things that happen within the restaurant of, you know, people, food, service and atmosphere.
Michelle, many people have heard about the Legal Aid and Defender, but they don't really... I don't think some of them really fully understand the scope of what you guys do, the scope of your work. What does the organization do every day for people across Metro Detroit?
Well, thank you for the question. What we do is we provide free legal services to those who aren't able to afford free legal services. We have a heavy focus right now on homelessness prevention and housing stability and services to veterans. We represent tenants in landlord-tenant situations. Mm-hmm. There may be non-payment. Sometimes they don't know what their rights are. We represent them that way. We've represented people with criminal records and expungements. A lot of people are there's been a lot of legislation lately where it's expanded the people who are eligible for expungement, and expungements opens up housing and employment opportunities, so you can check the box. You don't have to check the box saying you have a conviction. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of those things. We're on-site representing. We do partnerships with other agencies. We've represented tenants in all three counties. So we do a lot of different types of work. We've had services for domestic and violence victims. So there's a lot of different things that we do within the community. And all of our services are free. We're grant funded. We rely heavily on pro bono support. So we have attorneys and law students that volunteer to work with our office and represent our clients. So it helps us expand services. We partner with other organizations as much as possible. We're on site with in the community doing a lot of outreaches. So we just have a heavy focus on that.
So the fundraiser is going to be on July 1st, an evening of wine, jazz, and support for these vulnerable residents that you talk about. How did this partnership come about?
Yeah, so we were blessed. We received a lead from Leda, and we said this is something that we want to host because Sexy Steak is broken up into two different essentially businesses. There's Sexy Steak, which is the restaurant, and then there's Castle Hall, which is on the third and fourth floor of the building. And that's our banquet space. So it really shows the character, history, and integrity of the building. So we thought, you know, being within the community and Leda being downtown and working within Detroit, we would love to host them. And they came in, they saw the space, and we both said this would make a great partnership for really anything that they're looking for.
Sorry, I think I said the event was July 1st. That doesn't make any sense because we're past that.
July 21st.
21st is the event at Sexy Steak.
Michelle, are you seeing greater demand for legal services today? And what are some of the biggest challenges families are bringing to LATA at this time?
There's always been a great demand. I've been with Legal Aid for more than 24 years now, and there's always been a great need. I think the biggest thing right now is housing stability and resources. There's so many different programs that are being cut and dialed back that is really more important than ever to be able to be that, to what we call bridging the justice gap, standing in for those people who can't stand in for themselves. We do a lot of services for people who have disabilities, for seniors, like I said, for veterans who come back and, you know, have a multitude of issues, and everybody doesn't always realize that there's an additional layer of circumstances that they face in terms of trying to get their lives back on track and just to move forward and be stable in the community. So I think the biggest issue, the most important issue right now is a lot of housing. It's a lot of housing stability work and things that go into that. And with our veterans work, we don't just do housing. We may need to do a family law issue that may need to be addressed, or it may be a consumer issue. Maybe somebody's being garnished, which is making it difficult for them to maintain their housing and pay the rent. So there are a lot of different ways that we try to support the community. But a lot of it, I think the biggest of it right now is a lot of it dealing with housing and how can we help people stay stable and maintain their housing.
And so if people want to attend this event, are tickets still available?
Yes, tickets are still available. They can purchase tickets through our website, www.ladadetroit.org. The fundraiser, as you indicated, is July 21st. So even if someone is not able to purchase a ticket, every dollar makes a difference. Every dollar that we get, a lot of it goes right back into serving more clients. And we're always looking for how can we do more? How can we do more for the community?
And what if someone needs your help, legal aid? How can they get in contact with you?
They can. We have an online intake system at our website, www.ladadetroit.org. We also have an online intake portal. We have a phone queue. It's 313-967-5800 is our intake line.
Can you tell me about this Wagyu pastrami?
Yeah.
I mean, blew my mind this morning.
I see.
Yeah, so it was something that we always wanted to do because it was totally different. As I mentioned to you guys earlier, it comes in a smoke cloche. It's brined for 5 days, smoked for 6 hours. It really took our chef about 6 months to really perfect it. But now it's one of our staples, and it's something that, you know, we really take pride in, something unique, because it's not only just the Wagyu pastrami. It takes so much that goes into it. So we really call it a labor of love, because it took our chef so long to really come up with it. And everybody that tries it, they love it. So, yeah, every once in a while, I make a sandwich in the back with it. So,
yeah.
Is it your hope that this event becomes more than just, you know, a one-night fundraiser, and it becomes like a long-term partnership between the Detroit business community and LADA?
Yeah, absolutely. We host all different kind of events. And, you know, this being the first year, we really are, you know, expecting a lot of people to come in. And we really want to provide excellent service, showcase the space. Because what it does is it lets a lot of people into the Grand Army of the Republic building that may have never seen it
before.
True.
That's right.
It's an incredible building from all four floors. So really getting that exposure out there for, you know, Detroit residents or anybody within the community to see the space is really something new and something that we want people to engage in.
Well, we appreciate you both so much. It's going to be a wonderful event. Alec Cano at Sexy Steak and Michelle Johnson at Legal Aid Defender Association. Thank you both so much for coming this morning. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So win-win, man.
Win-win.
Is that a win-win?
Great food, great service.
Yes.
All the way around. All right, Lloyd, that's going to do it for us as well.
Make sure you're, you know, take care of yourself now.
Look, I'm just doing what I can. No fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
That's it.
Just trying my hardest.
That's it. Trying my hardest. No fruits and vegetables. Abstaining.
Okay.
I'm abstaining.
All right.
All right. We will see you tomorrow. Kevin Dietz and All Talk coming your way next here on WJ. Have a good one.